the Serbian flag been taken down. Police replace it with the Kosovo flag outside the building that saw clashes between Serbs and Kosovo authorities. The streets bear the signs of the battle of the previous day, but there's still a strong police presence. Germany is the latest country critical of Kosovo's response towards its Serb minority.
I'm very convinced that yesterday was a bad day for Kosovo and for the whole Western Balkans region.
Locals have also voiced their objections to the police response.
We tried to speak to the police and their commander peacefully to reduce tensions, to find some other solution, but they would not listen to us. They started to use force. They threw tear gas at us, shock bombs.
Kosovo authorities say they were trying to fulfill their obligations to the constitution. Serbs here have left key institutions and boycotted recent elections. They then objected to ethnic Albanian mayors taking office who were elected. The streets in northern Kosovo are full of Serbian flags. But it's not just Serb nationalism that authorities find problematic. A mural to Bosnian Serb war criminal Ratko Mladic, found guilty of war crimes and crimes against humanity. But he's seen as a hero here. International forces monitor a fragile peace, and there's a real fear the situation could get worse if there isn't a de-escalation.
Yesterday it was on the edge of a real conflict. The Kosovo government has to understand that you can't build trust with citizens. Serbs in the north of Kosovo, by sending special forces and using force, the international community has to take urgent measures to prevent further escalations, because the consequences could be devastating.
Communities are divided along ethnic lines. In Mitrovica, it's just a bridge.
Everywhere we look here, we see a strong sense of Serbian nationalism. The Kosovo authorities may have won the battle for the mayors entering the municipality buildings, but they still face a considerable challenge of how they make an ethnic Serb population feel a part of a majority ethnic Albanian Kosovo, when many here don't recognize the Republic's self-declared independence or recognize its institutions, and would much rather Kosovo be a part of Serbia. Asad Beg, Al Jazeera, Zvečan.